The Maricopa Medical Examiner's Office is closing its toxicology lab next month, and according to the Arizona Republic, outsourcing incoming work to privately operated Pennsylvania lab NMS laboratories. The toxicology lab works with law enforcement to test what drugs and poisons might be in a dead body to help understand what may have caused the death, and that information becomes very relevant then to any criminal cases that might be attached to it. The Medical Examiner's Office will continue to conduct autopsies for unattended deaths, the Republic reports. Chief Medical Examiner Jeffrey Johnston says the move is a necessary measure that will save the county both money and time. I spoke with him more about it yesterday.
Well, it was a difficult decision because it does involve a reduction in force of great professionals that we've spent a long time working with. But the reason we started looking at it is because of aging infrastructure. So the instruments that we use in the lab are very complex. They can cost several $100,000, and half of them are over their end-of-life expectancy. Another third are coming at end-of-life in the next 4 to 5 years. So we needed to make a decision about what kinds of investments we need to make moving forward. And honestly, I didn't think that there was really an alternative until Cook County Medical Examiner's Office in Chicago 2 years ago decided to use a large commercial lab for their toxicology. And so this presented another viable option for us to at least look at. And so when we did, we found that not only can the commercial lab offer a larger number of drugs detected, which is helpful to us, much faster turnaround time, which is helpful to us and a lot of our stakeholders, but also at a reduced cost of what we're experiencing now. Mm-hmm. And that foregoes any of the investments we need to make, future regulatory things. Accreditations are getting more rigorous.
Yeah. So how will this work now that you're privatizing essentially this service?
So the way that it works is fairly similar from our perspective internally. The doctors collect the specimens that they need to do order lab testing on. It gets sent up to our laboratory personnel who, instead of setting it up to run all the tests internally, they ship the samples out to be run at the commercial lab.
So this is out of state?
Correct.
Okay. Is there a concern at all that this will slow things down for law enforcement for these kind of criminal cases that are already sort of on timelines?
No, it's the opposite, actually. It should be about 3 times faster than what we currently are able to offer.
Are there any drawbacks in your mind in terms of it being better for law enforcement to have an on-site toxicologist to consult with to find out what specimens should be tested, things like that?
We actually have that still with the commercial lab. We have a toxicologist. He's not on site, so we still have to communicate through telephone and email, but that's the primary way we're consulting with our in-house toxicologist now. The one that's currently assigned to us is in Nevada, so he'll be down monthly to do educational rounds, talk about difficult cases, but he's always just a phone call or email away.
Is there already a backlog within the lab in terms of kind of trying to get evidence turned around fast enough for these cases?
Not anymore. We have been struggling with a backlog for a while, but we've overcome that in the recent couple of years. So we're fully accredited by the National Association of Medical Examiners, and we meet all those turnaround times.
So this is something that is happening around the country, closing the publicly run, county-run toxicology labs. Medical examiners' offices, coroner's offices are doing this because of cost, like you said. Do you see that national trend continuing because more and more offices like yours are going to find themselves up against this wall?
I do. Yeah, I think that the scale that they can offer just has economies that we can't compete with. And I think that's just going to continue. And as more and more drugs become available and there needs to be research and development to try and keep up as best possible with those things, larger and larger labs that can marshal those resources will be needed.
All right. That is the Chief Medical Examiner Jeffrey Johnston with the Maricopa County Medical Examiner's Office. Dr. Johnston, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.